Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome back to the second half of our second hour of the Patricia Raskin Show. And I'm excited to bring on with me by phone Dr. Roger Landry, who's an MD, MPH. He's a preventive medicine physician, and he's the author of the award-winning book, Live Long, Die Short, A Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging. He is president of Masterpiece Living, which is a group of multidiscipline specialists in aging who partner with communities to assist them to becoming destinations for continued growth. And we're going to talk a lot about neuroplasticity and brain health. Dr. Landry's been featured nationally and internationally on NBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, the BBC, and again around the world. And I want to say that his book, Live Long, Die Short, has been endorsed by the AARP, is a gold medal winner in the 2014 Living Now Book Awards, and was a 2014 top pick in More Magazine. Says a lot. Welcome, Dr. Landry.
Thank you, Patricia. It's an honor, really.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. So, you know, let's first talk about the myth, okay? Let's talk about the myth. You get older, and you get more. You get older and you don't get better. You get older and your brain cells may die, or you get older and you're more creaky, or you get older and you can't do as much. Can you talk about these myths for us, please?
Well, they're all lumped under the term of ageism, which is a bias against older adults.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that the worst proponents of that now, I mean, society has changed. They became a little more sensitive to diversity and everything. I think the worst holdout of ageism right now are older adults themselves, because they have been raised in an environment from very young, and we're kind of programmed, as mm-hmm. most of us were in that age group, that older adults would decline, and decline was their only destination, so to speak. That was all they could expect, and after a certain age. And many also program themselves to sort of become on the margins of society at a certain age. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, it was 55, and at that point, she quite appropriately, as far as she was concerned, put herself off to the side. And doing so, getting out of society, getting out of connection, not having purpose, not moving as much, not learning, mm-hmm. and expecting decline, well, guess what she found? It was just that. And so it's a huge thing that's embedded within our culture and our narrative. But luckily, because of you, and I hope me and many others, it's changing.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be that way. And I think they said, like, the new 60 is the new 40.
Oh, yes.
Plus, yep. I mean, we're living longer, but we can be healthier because we know how to be healthier, correct?
We do. We do. We know that lifestyle is the major determinant in how we age. Lifestyle, right. Not genes. 70% of how we age, the MacArthur study told us,
really?
And it's been validated by others, is the impact of lifestyle versus only 30% for genes, which even becomes less as we get older, that genetic effect. Yes, we have responsibility and we're empowered.
How important is attitude in all of this?
I think it's immensely attitude. Have you had Ellen Langer on your show?
I haven't yet, no.
Yeah, well, you've heard of her, obviously. But for those listeners who haven't, she's a Harvard professor, and she did an experiment back in the 70s where she took 70-year-old men and she recreated an environment from the 50s. So she brought them to this place that was essentially what looked like and felt like their world 20 years earlier. She took pictures, she took biometric samples and photographs, as I said, and after only 1 week in this environment, there were these drastic changes in their appearance, in their blood work, in their hearing, in their vision.
Wow.
So much of it is expectation. Mm-hmm. So to the extent we are, my grandmother was wired to have low expectations, well, that's what you see. Ellen Langer definitely feels that to the extent that we are positive, that we expect to grow, that we expect to do something other than decline. Sure, we're going to get life's curveballs, but we accommodate them and we continue to grow and push through. Our brains will strive to create that as a reality, as happened in these people. So through multiple mechanisms, to the extent that you're going to be, you say, I'm going to be active, I am going to continue to grow, your brain is going to strive to make that happen. And in most cases, we'll do it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I have to share a story about that as you're talking. I'm thinking, I had a recent thing with my right hip. It was a sciatic issue. So I went to a physician and he did an x-ray and he came back in, and this is the right hip. He comes back in and he says to me, you know, your left hip isn't great. And I said, what? What? I said, my left hip is fine. And the reason I'm making this point is that he said, well, because you exercise and you're in shape and your weight is good, he said, you know, you're fine. In other words, even though structurally there are some issues, because of what I do, I feel normal. Yeah, I have, you know, a few little joint issues, but the point I'm making is that I don't think that that hip is bad, and I don't behave that way. I behave that it's all working, and it is for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, to go even deeper, we know that lifestyle and a positive attitude can cause genes that would otherwise result in disease and impairment to not express themselves, so to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And that is what's happening a lot when we have lifestyle. Certainly it makes us younger and more positive and more and stronger and more active and more learning, but we're also suppressing genes that could otherwise cause significant impairment. And that is quite remarkable. Now that we have the human genome and we understand a little bit more how all that works, we're beginning to see that quite spectacularly.
Absolutely. I even had a bone density test improve by 15 or 17%. And I mean, there was someone who wrote a book on this that was shocked. And the results were there. So they said,
what I learned in medical school, Patricia, has all been rewritten. We in the medical profession have continued to be shocked about expectations. I was programmed to have very low expectations of older adults, and writing the book and being with Masterpiece Living over these last 15, 20 years, what I have seen with the 20,000 odd older adults that I work with, never was I ever expecting that after my medical education.
Wow. Well, that's such a positive statement, really. Folks, we're taking your calls about positive aging. 438-WPRO, 438-9776. We have the expert on the program with us, Dr. Roger Landry, MD, preventive medicine physician, author of the award-winning book, Live Long, Die Short, A Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging. His book has been endorsed by the AARP, is a gold medal winner in the 2014 Living Now Book Awards, and was a 2000 top pick in More Magazine. So pay attention and really take a look at this book, Live Long, Die Short, A Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging. All right, and again, we are taking your calls at 438-WPRO, 438-776. All right, let's talk about the brain. Let's talk about brain health. Let's talk about what happens to the brain as we age and this whole new world of neuroplasticity.
It is a frontier like no other. It is probably the hottest topic in health, in medicine, and certainly relative to anything having to do with the brain and the neurological system. When I was in medical school, once again, I was taught that we were ever going to have. And basically what we could expect is to be able to go through life, learn things and do things. And then but along the way, we would be losing neurons. So after losing neurons for so many years, we would become demented, senile dementia, we called it at the time. And that was what we pretty much expected. There was a different rate for different people, but that was it. No idea that the brain could continue to grow, could continue to make new cells and dramatic new connections. And that's what neuroplasticity and neurogenesis is. So,
All right. Let's hold that for a second. We'll come back to it. Stephen from Providence, you have a question for Dr. Landry.
Interesting conversation.
Hi.
Good evening. Yeah, now I just wanted to comment that over the last 40 years, in regards to the authentic personality that's changed the perception of aging. Our social mores towards sexual relationships and romance has also affected how we consider our social and sexual health in context of longevity as well.
Comments about that, Dr. Landry?
You are absolutely correct. This boomer generation created quite a stir when we were younger, and we'll continue to do that. The prediction is, and it is coming true, in fact, that the whole expectation regarding the gender relations, sexual health, sexual activity is absolutely quite different than our parents. Expected, and certainly our grandparents. We see this, it's kind of funny in a way. In the Sun City in Arizona, they have quite a bit of problem, in fact, with public displays of sexuality, which would never have been predicted otherwise. But, on a different note, but along the same lines, this is part of being human, part of being healthy, and it never stops, although it changes, and as our expectations change and our brain changes and what we want out of relationships changes, it does not in any way say that there is an expiration date on your sexual activity. Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely correct, and we're all happy about that.
Yes, and is that how you, the context for the way you use the word authentic? Because I think that's fascinating.
I use the word authentic because in writing the book, I never intended to, but it became quite clear that the lifestyle that we saw was most likely to result in a better aging experience, successful aging, was quite similar to the lifestyle of our ancestors. Now, realize, of course, and but for about 99% of the time we've been on Earth, our species, we were hunter-gatherers. And that lifestyle of moving, of learning, of social connection, everyone having a purpose, that is what we have rediscovered as the lifestyle that results in a better aging experience. So I call it authentic because it is more in line with who we are as a species, at least historically. And, since societies evolve quickly but physiologies doesn't, we are still cavemen or hunter-gatherers in our requirements for health and for aging. And that's why I label it authentic.
Okay, thank you for calling, Steve. We really, really appreciate it. All right, so Dr. Landry, let's just finish up before we go to break. Let's finish up this thought of the neuroplasticity and what that means. Some people really don't understand it. So what does that mean, that as we use our brains more, our cells actually are growing? Is that what that means?
Well, yes. Our brain connections are always growing. Neuroplasticity is essentially the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections throughout life. Another way to say it is it's a lifelong capacity of the brain to change and to rewire itself in response to stimulation, learning, and experience. This is magnificent stuff. It basically says that we are the architects of our brain, that our brain has the ability to modify itself based upon our experiences. So to the extent we challenge our brain, our brains grow. We can see this on scans now. The brain gets larger when we challenge someone with learning a new task. Mm. They actually get bigger and thicker, that area of the brain. And we know that the story of Jill Bolte Taylor, My Stroke of Insight, is her book, but she had a stroke that would have crippled someone else, and yet knowing she was a neuroanatomist at Harvard, and she, if you see her on her TED Talk, Jill Bolte Taylor, it's as if nothing happened, and she describes that experience because she, and as Ellen Langer says, to the extent we have expectations, our brain will make those things happen. So we see. So in what she did with her rehab, she actually made new pathways. Not the ones that were dead; they were gone forever. Mm-hmm. But she was able to make other roads around that dead area so that she could function as she wanted. Neuroplasticity, magnificent. ability that is, as I said, lifelong.
All right, and what I want to do when we come back from the break is I want to talk about ways that we can increase our brain health and brain cells, whether it's crossword puzzles, whether it's visualization, whether it's movies in our brain, whatever it is. So you're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show, and our guest is Dr. Roger Landry. He's the author of the award-winning book, Live Long, Die Short, A Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging. He's president of Masterpiece Living. And we're going to talk more about that right after the break. We'll take your calls at 438-WPRO, 438-9776. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We're back. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show, and I'm Patricia Raskin right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. And with me on the phone is Dr. Roger Landry, MD, MPH. He is a preventive medicine physician and author of the award-winning book, Life, Live Long, Die Short, An Authentic Guide, A Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging. He's president of Masterpiece Living and works with people who are aging partners in communities to assist becoming destinations for continued growth. He's been featured nationally on many, many shows. And I think what's most exciting is that his book, Live Long, Die Short, has been endorsed by the AARP and also was a 2014 top pick in More Magazine. So, I mean, I think that's very exciting. And what I'm excited about is this whole concept of positive aging. I'm writing about it. I believe in it. And I think it's so important. Welcome back, Dr. Landry.
Thank you, Patricia.
Okay. All right. I want to talk more about brain health now. So my question to you is about, If in fact neuroplasticity is here to stay and we can increase those brain cells and make them stronger, what are things we can do? Should we be doing crossword puzzles? Should we be doing critical thinking exercises? Should we be in support groups where we challenge each other? Should we be reading more books? Should we be doing positive visualization, putting ourselves in different scenes and visualizing them? What do you think?
I think you know what you're talking about.
Oh, right? Thank you.
Most of those things, I would say yes. But let's step back a little bit. First of all, let's talk about expectations. The expectations of society are very limited. It's kind of a fatalistic approach that, you know, it's out of our hands, and we're just one day we're going to start waking up and have lost our memory and lost our ability, maybe even have Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. And although our brains do change and some of those things happen, those things shouldn't limit you. You should think about in terms of being the architect of your brain, always growing. Now, how does it grow? Your brain is only as good as the rest of your body. We have succeeded in fractionating the human body in medicine in order to understand the vast amounts of knowledge in each area. So there's the neurological system, and there's the cardiological and the gastrointestinal and all that. But it is only one organism. I just was at a symphony this afternoon, and you know, you hear the horns and the strings and the wind and the percussion, and it only as good when it all works together.
Right.
And if it runs off on its own, it doesn't make much sense. So think of that. So that has to do with sleep. Sleep is absolutely critical. Think of a big giant vacuum cleaner, Hoover, going over your brain at night and taking out some toxic materials that build up during the day due to metabolism and the use of it. Sleep is absolutely critical. Anyone who says, oh, I can function on just a few hours sleep, that is an accumulation of limitation and a stress that will limit you. So there's sleep, there's diet, absolutely critical, full range of stuff. I'll jump to the end point here. When someone is obese, they're up to 80% more likely to have Alzheimer's or to be afflicted with it in their life. And that's a Johns Hopkins study. The other lifestyle things about having meaning and purpose, taking care of your cardiovascular health, absolutely critical. Watch your blood pressure, watch your lipids, you know, go work with your doc, because those things, the cardiovascular system supplies the blood that makes the brain work. And so to the extent that gets compromised, that's a huge problem. Mm-hmm. So, all right, but let's get more to the practical things. We all have heard about all these games and number of businesses out there, and those things are excellent. The critical component, if you sort of drill down to get to the very core of what we're talking about, we should be learning new things.
Mm-hmm.
Learning new
mm-hmm.
things. It's not so much getting good at one thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do. But our brains respond mostly to learning new things. Mm-hmm. Come on now, it's not junior high anymore. We don't have to be tremendously successful at it. We don't have to win gold medals in the Olympics. Yeah. We just have to try new things. And with that is to get out of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scare yourself a little bit. Do something different than you normally would. Drive it to a place a different way. Learn a new language or something even smaller. Just eat with the opposite hand. All of these things that get us out of our comfort zone, mm-hmm. challenge our brain, are incredibly good for us. So with brain games, they're great. But, if you focus just on one and get good at it and keep doing that one, crossword puzzles or mm-hmm. Sudoku or whatever, that kind of limits you. It's good, and there's a good thing to it, but the important thing is to continually learn new things.
Now, it's funny because for me, interviewing so many different people, I feel like it keeps my brain very active.
It does.
Yeah.
The social connection, the conversation, just navigating through the world as you travel. Certainly if you're exposed to new cultures, all excellent things. And one more thing, critically important in our society, stress. The levels of stress in our society are huge. And realize that unless there is someone about to hit you with a car or a lion about to jump on you, the majority of stress is self-induced. It is self-induced by our chattering minds, by our lack of being in the moment, by our worrying about the future, regretting the past, worrying about our to-do list, thinking we have to rush through life, and not ever being in the moment. Stress rots the brain. In fact, we know now literally that's the case. We see atrophy in the brain with people who are under great amounts of stress and higher incidence of Alzheimer's disease with stress. So whereas with meditation and crafts and arts that put us in the moment where those quiet, joyful moments, we see much more gray matter and it's preserved longer. So there are practical things that we can do, and most of them are fun.
Thank you so much, really. And in this book, we discover what it takes to be truly healthy and age in a better way. William Thomas, founder of Eden Alternative, writes, "Live long, die short is the Rosetta Stone of successful aging." So definitely take a look at this book. And Dr. Landry, it's just been a pleasure to have you on the show. Really
Oh,
has.
It's been my pleasure, Patricia. You are the work you are doing is just magnificent. We all thank you.
Thank you. And what is the website for people?
The book is livelongdieshort.com.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. We're going to have you on again.
My pleasure. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. All right. All right, folks. That wraps up the Patricia Raskin Show for this week. Remember to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know that you can make your dreams come true. And remember, write me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com with any of your comments, your suggestions. Log on to my website and also write me so I can put you on my newsletter list. I love you all. It's a wonderful opportunity to be with you. Remember, I'll be guest hosting for the John DePietro Show December 28, 29, 30, and 31, and we'll bring you some incredible guests. All right, folks, until next week, we're on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We are the voice of Southern New England. I'm Patricia Raskin, and the news is up next.